dealing with insurance claims after Hurricane Helene. It's like everyone's talking about it, right? It's almost a second storm.
Yeah.
Paperwork and phone calls and just, where do I even start?
Right.
But don't worry. That's what we're here for. This deep dive is all about arming you with the info and the strategies to navigate these insurance claims. We've gone through tons of resources, articles, expert advice. We got you covered. We're like your claim Sherpas.
I like that.
Right. Guiding you to get that approved.
Yes.
So no more feeling lost at sea. Let's chart a course. And to help us navigate, I've got our expert with us. So what's the first landmark on this journey? What's crucial right out of the gate?
You got to think of your insurance claim like almost like a courtroom case.
Okay.
You know, you wouldn't show up to court with just your side of the...
You need evidence.
Yes, exactly. You need evidence, rock solid evidence. And with insurance, that evidence is documentation.
Documentation. Okay, I know that sounds kind of boring, but it's like everything in this situation.
It is.
But what kind of documentation are we talking about? Get specific.
So picture this, a hurricane surge, it flooded your basement, you're wading through knee-deep water, grabbing what you can.
Oh gosh, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, it's a very stressful situation. Now, in that moment, you might not be thinking about your phone to take pictures, but you need to, trust me.
Okay, so we are talking photos and videos.
Absolutely, and detailed ones. Don't just take one wide shot of the damage. Get up close, show the extent of the damage, like a crack in the foundation. Zoom in on that water line in your living room. Multiple angles, multiple shots.
Mm.
Tell the stories so that even a skeptical adjuster can't deny it.
Okay, so we're capturing the damage. What else? Receipts.
Yes, every single receipt.
Okay.
Every invoice, every piece of paper that proves what you lost and how much it will cost to fix.
Hold on to them.
Yes, because in a way, it's like winning the lottery if you do.
Ooh, there we go.
Ooh.
That's a good way to look at it. Now, I've heard this advice before, but I think it's worth repeating because it's one of those things that seems so simple, but so many people don't do it. Keep a journal.
Yes.
Write it down.
A journal is your secret weapon because it's not just about documenting what happened, but when.
Oh, okay.
When did you contact the insurance company? Who'd you speak to? What was said? This all builds that timeline, that proof that you are on top of this. You're being proactive.
So if there's a dispute later,
you've got that record to back up your claim.
Yeah.
Shows you're organized on top of it. And honestly, that can make a huge difference when you're dealing with adjusters. They want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've documented everything, got our timeline in our journal.
Yeah.
Like, we're feeling super organized. What's next in our insurance claim, like, adventure?
All right, so next up is understanding the potential, like, pitfalls so we can try to avoid them. So let's talk about claim denials.
Okay.
Because knowing what not to do is just as important as knowing what to do, right?
Yeah, forewarned is forearmed, right. So hit me with these claim killers.
Okay, so we already tackled the big one, insufficient documentation.
Right.
But, you know, even with a mountain of evidence, your claim can still get denied.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And one of the biggest reasons is something called excluded policy coverage.
Excluded policy coverage. Okay, that sounds a little ominous. Break it down for me. What does that even mean?
It means, you know, even though you have insurance, certain types of damage might not actually be covered.
What?
Yeah, and that's a shock to people, especially after a hurricane.
So you think you're covered and then boom, you're not. Can you give me like a real life example? Paint a picture for me.
Okay, so Hurricane Helene just blew through and your basement is like a swimming pool from the storm surge.
Oh.
You're thinking, fuck goodness, insurance.
Right.
But standard homeowners insurance doesn't always cover flooding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, especially, you know, in hurricane-prone areas like Florida.
Oh.
You usually need a separate flood insurance policy for that.
So you think you're covered, and then you're not. Ouch! Talk about adding insult to injury.
Exactly, and that's why reviewing your policy beforehand is so important. Don't wait until a disaster. Know what's covered, what's not, what the requirements are for filing a claim. All of it.
It's like reading the fine print. But in this case, the fine print could save you thousands.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
And another thing that trips people up is missing those deadlines.
Deadlines. Ugh, I hate deadlines even when there's not a hurricane. How strict are we talking here?
Very strict.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Insurance companies, they operate on timelines, very specific windows for reporting the damage and filing your claim. Miss that window, you could jeopardize everything.
So let's say hypothetically someone's listening to this and realizing, oh shoot, I'm a little behind on filing. Life happens, you know. Is there any hope?
Well, there might be, but it's an uphill battle for sure. The best advice is to contact your insurer right away. Explain what happened, be honest about why you missed the deadline, and provide any documentation you have to support your case.
Okay.
They might be lenient, but there's no guarantee. This is one of those an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure kind of things.
Okay, so that brings us to another tricky thing that came up in our research. What happens if you and your insurance company like can't agree on something? Maybe it's like the extent of the damage or the cost to fix it. Those seem like a recipe for a headache.
Yeah, absolutely. We call those disputed damage assessments.
Yeah.
And they're more common than you might think. Even if you have all your documentation, disagreements happen. And when they do, you got to be ready to advocate for yourself.
Advocate for myself. Okay, my pulse is already starting to race a little bit, thinking about going like head to head with an adjuster. So I'm guessing you've got some tips to help navigate these choppy waters.
I do. First and foremost, stay calm. Getting angry or emotional, it's not going to help your case. Just be polite, be firm, and remember, knowledge is power.
So what kind of knowledge do I need? Give me the inside scoop.
So our research pointed out a few common sticking points when it comes to these disputes.
Mm-hmm.
One is documentation of any pre-existing damage.
Okay.
So for example, let's say you had a leaky roof before the hurricane hit and you didn't fix it.
Uh-huh. I see where you're going with this. They're going to say that the water damage wasn't from the hurricane at all.
Exactly. That's why that detailed documentation is key. If you can prove it wasn't there before, you're in a much stronger position.
Okay. That makes sense. What about when you can't agree on how much the repairs will cost?
That's another really common one. You might get an estimate that seems ridiculously low, or the insurance company's contractor might be quoting way higher than others you've talked to.
Right, right.
In these cases, get multiple independent estimates.
Okay.
Don't just rely on their assessment.
Got it.
Get two or three quotes from, you know, reputable licensed professionals to show the true cost.
So again, it's about having that backup.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And then there's the issue of when the disagreement's not about the damage, but the cause of the damage.
Okay, so like, was that crack in the foundation from the hurricane winds, or was it already there? That sounds tricky.
They can be. That's where things can get a little more complex. You might need to bring in an expert.
An expert? Okay, like, who are we talking about here?
It depends on the damage, but, you know, professionals like structural engineers, water damage specialists, roofing contractors, people with the knowledge to determine the cause and provide an unbiased opinion.
So they're like the detectives of damage. I like it.
Exactly. Exactly. And their reports can be really valuable when you're in a dispute. It's all about having that credible third-party validation.
Okay. So we've talked about staying calm, gathering evidence, and bringing in the experts. But what happens when you've done all that and you're still hitting a wall? Like, is it time to wave the white flag?
Not necessarily. Well, this is where you might need to think about calling in reinforcements.
Reinforcements. Okay, now you've got me really curious. Who are these mysterious allies?
A Florida hurricane damage claim lawyer, of course.
Ah, the cavalry. But seriously, when should someone consider bringing in legal representation? Is that like a last resort, or is there a strategic time to make that call?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a last resort, but more like, you know, you're bringing in a guide for this unfamiliar territory.
Okay, so not a last resort, but more like a strategic reinforcement. But I can see people feeling a little, I don't know, hesitant about calling a lawyer. Like, whoa, is this too much? Am I being difficult?
Right, but insurance companies, they have whole teams of adjusters and lawyers on their side. It's really about leveling the playing field.
So a Florida hurricane damage claim lawyer, they're like your champion, your advocate and all this. What can they actually do that we can't do ourselves?
Well, first off, they speak the language. All that legal jargon, insurance lingo, they cut through it so you understand your rights, your options, and they can handle all the communication with the insurance company. Takes that burden off you.
Oh, that in itself. Because who wants to be on the phone arguing after a disaster? Not me.
Exactly. And these lawyers, this is what they do. They've seen it all. They know the tactics insurance companies use. They know Florida law inside and out when it comes to hurricane damage.
So it's like having that seasoned detective in your corner looking for every angle for your case. And speaking of which, our research showed that, yeah, lawyers, they do more than legal advice. They can be investigators, too.
Oh, absolutely. If needed, they've got the resources to do a thorough investigation, gather evidence, talk to witnesses, consult with experts.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just fighting for what you deserve. It's making sure you've got the proof to back it up. Now, before we wrap up, I want to go back to something we mentioned earlier, that strategic record keeping. Sounds kind of small, but can make a big difference.
Huge. And it's more than just snapping pics and keeping receipts. Think back to that journal we talked about.
Okay, yeah.
That's where the strategy comes in.
All right, so spill the secrets. What are some next level journaling tips most people wouldn't think of?
Details, details, details. Don't just write what happened, write when. When did you notice the damage? When did you call your insurance company? Who'd you talk to? What'd they say?
Like you're building an alibi, but for your insurance.
Exactly. And another pro tip, document everything, even if it seems small.
Mm-hmm.
A dent in the garage door might not seem like much on its own, but add that to a flooded basement, missing roof tiles.
It paints a picture.
Yes, the full impact. And lastly, think long term. Are there expenses that might pop up later on because of this hurricane damage?
Okay, what do you mean? Give me an example.
Let's say there's a small roof leak you didn't see right away. Months later, mold in the attic. That's why you document everything right from the start.
So that even those delayed impacts, they're covered.
Exactly.
That is a really good point. It's about thinking ahead with this stuff.
Yes, be thorough. Now, one last thing, and this is important. All these tips, they can help a lot, but honesty is key. Don't inflate anything or misrepresent.
Right, stick to the facts.
Yes. Your credibility matters in this whole process.
This has been so helpful. We've covered so much. The documentation, that journal, knowing when to call in the experts, the lawyers. But I hope most of all our listeners feel more confident, more prepared.
Me too. And remember, even with something as tough as Hurricane Helene, there's always a way forward.
Well said. By being proactive, by being informed, you can get through this, come out stronger. And you're not alone. There's help out there. You've got the knowledge now to ask the right questions, advocate for yourself. That's another deep dive in the books. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay well.